Hello, friends, and welcome back to another Practice Focus. We are nearing the end of our series on time, and I wanted to get straight into the discussion today because there's so much to talk through, and you all really will be doing the heavy lifting this month. I'm here to tell you it's going to be some work, but you're going to have so much fun in doing it. We broke down your schedule in every which way last month, and you should really have engineered many great and amazing breakthroughs from both the creation and the production side of your practice. This month, we are taking our time to focus specifically down into the details of your engagement with your patients and whatever your predominant role is, in that factor. There is one common theme I hear more than any other, and that is just how, quote, busy everyone is. This results in often confusing, now listen to this part, often confusing the idea of accomplishment, actual, tangible, real accomplishment, meaning outcomes and results, with just activities, meaning tasks and just actions in general. We always want to bring our focus back to the highest and best use and value of our time, which is what you have been doing since we began this Time Mastery series. Now, here's how it's going to work. As tough and tedious as it may be, I want you to break down each of your types of visits, your core procedures, and pretty much every category of appointment that you have inside of your practice with your patients, and I want you to ask yourself some very basic questions. Are we doing everything we can to make this the best experience possible? Are we missing any steps, taking any shortcuts, underdoing anything that leads to, not completing the education, the conversation, the relationship nurturing, the comprehensive diagnosis? You get the idea. And if we were to use time with patients more effectively to achieve our goals, most of all, case acceptance, getting more yeses, you know the deal, but not even just that, at the expense or at the mercy, of the intimate connection with your patients, with trust building, with relationship nurturing, and of course, the ultimate vision and the overall, case creation as a whole. This is really where our conversation will be focused at today. You specifically, what does your role and your time within that role look like, and how would you improve it? Play by play, blow by blow, minute by minute, time mastery in terms of more effective execution with your actual patient engagement. Now, this is what I call orchestrating the ideal visit. Whether that's the ideal hygiene visit, the ideal new patient visit, the ideal records appointment, or emergency visit, or ortho case start, or any kind of specialty appointment, implant consult. What is ideal? Really, whatever it might be, mapping it out minute by minute so that we know that we're crystal clear, not just on the goals we have, but on exactly how we're going to bring them to life. Here's the thing. You do not have to recreate the wheel. In fact, not at all. We do not want to change for the sake of change. Instead, we want to assess. We want to see where we might be able to enhance and improve, tighten up, close gaps, make more consistently. Even if it's just keeping everyone on the same page and seeing and saying and doing the same things across the board with your patients and with each other. So, this very advanced version of scripting that you'll remember from when we did your visualization exercises not that long ago is now about saying, how could I use my time with my patients better to achieve our goals and to help move the patient forward? Have you answered the phone? Are we getting too much information? Are we taking too long? Is it too cumbersome? Are we not getting enough information? Are we answering too many questions? and we're not getting into enough detail, or we're getting into too much detail, or the wrong kinds of details? Are we not asking enough questions for ourselves? What's the perfect mix and balance in guiding this patient to a successful outcome on the phone? You get the idea. And then taking every single team member and asking this exact same thing. You're assessing yourself as we dig deeper and deeper into the layers of actions that go into the time that you have. Now, for our great clinical team, what are you doing? From getting the patient, to bringing them back, to sitting them down, to updating the health history, the charts, the records, reviewing unscheduled treatment, the next steps in their pathway to health, plus preparing the patient for the doctor. Again, you get the idea. This is very, very specific. It's very, very down to the minutia. It has to be. If you think about what happens from the moment you wake up to the moment you walk out the door, all the steps in between at your house, okay? We could do the same thing. I challenged you on your personal effectiveness with time not that long ago, okay? Right now we're talking about your personal patient effectiveness with time. Now, what about your triangles? Are we using time wisely and effectively and completely with purpose? Are we driving outcome with every transition between different team members with the triangles of trust as a whole and what happens inside of it, physically, verbally, experientially? Of course, for a great hygienist, you have different types of visits too. We have different dynamics. Maybe we are reassessing perio with every patient. Are we scanning ortho for every patient? We are doing sleep screening with every patient, or it's situational. And we're diagnosing the need for diagnosis, exam, further follow-up. Maybe it's not the same with every patient. Again, ideal visit within your compartments within the practice, broken down for each and every category. What are you doing to make the most of your time with the doctor in the room, in addition to the before and the after of the doctor's engagement? If you are doing specialty procedures or you have ancillary, no offense to anybody, team members, okay, or any other role, how do they all fit in and what is the highest and best use and the most effective method of the execution of time? Is there any time savings for the doctor, okay, to be in or out of a visit or procedure? The key, of course, is without lessening the impact and influence and outcome. Or do we need more time with the doctor? Do we need more diagnostics? Okay, what do we need less of and more of? You're used to this question, and I want you to laser focus it down into this specific topic. Now, for our treatment coordinators, for every appointment you have, do this very same thing. For the sake of your time, I'm thinking the best thing would be to buddy up with your like team member, hygiene together, assistant together, business team together, walk through a few series of visits that you have in your life, in your typical days, inside of your schedule. I would put doctors with clinical team members. I would take 15 to 20 minutes and I'd brainstorm, talk through it, answer questions, really get into the weeds here, come up with the inefficiencies that can be addressed, and most important, come up with the ways to make what you do better. Then come back together and share your insights, what you discussed, any changes you're making, and be prepared to give some feedback to your team about where you might need help or their input. But also develop some questions, raise some conversation points that you want to throw out of your own with your team. I'm expecting you, as I said, to do the heavy lifting here. You know where there are gaps, where you are rushed, where you don't always execute state of ideal. Why? What excuses stand in your way? And what can we do to eliminate each and every one of them? Hey, these are advanced mastery practice focuses for a reason. You don't need paint by number. You should end up taking this, into a life of its own. you do it right, you will. So many great insights will be had. They could be tiny nuances. They could be big transformative changes. Done right, you will have far greater breakthroughs and insights that you really can up your game with, and your effectiveness by your own discussions versus sitting here listening to me or filling out some generic questions or forms. Here's the key. Own your role, my friends. Own your role. Master what you are doing. You are the very best at what you are doing inside of your practice with and for your team and your patients. Finally, as I turn it over to you, please know and always remember, this is not just about saving time or getting things done faster. Really, it's the least of that. Instead, it is about delivering greater and better, more consistent results, and finding ways to create leverage so that you can invest more minutes doing the things that are most valuable and get great results and most reliably while executing the most amazing experience possible. The awareness you will gain by doing this will help you to ensure you are actually doing what you think you are and that you're continuing forward to commit to mastering your time and engagement with your patients day in and day out. Now, have fun with this. It isn't often we take time to make not just ourselves better, but also the time itself more valuable by taking responsibility for what goes in it and how we execute with the people we interact with. I've given you a lot of time here to work, more time than usual. So, hey, take advantage of it. Make the most of it. Utilize it. I'm excited to see, to hear, and read what you come up with and the accomplishments, not just the activity, the accomplishments that will be yours as a result. So, that said, team, go get them. Of course, as always, the clock is a-tickin'.